As communities throughout the Inland Empire, ranging from Corona to Riverside to Moreno Valley, implement spraying regimes to halt the spread of West Nile-carrying mosquitoes, a new threat has emerged. Asian tiger mosquitoes were discovered this month in Riverside County. They were found in September in San Bernardino County. The invasive species is a cause for concern because it transmits much more serious illnesses like yellow fever, dengue fever, and chikungunya.
Well, first of all, those are all tropical viral diseases. So obviously the most serious of the three is yellow fever.
Dr. G. Richard Olds is a tropical disease specialist and the former dean of UC Riverside's medical school. While he says yellow fever, which affects many parts of the body, is the most serious of the tropical diseases the Asian tiger can carry, there is a vaccine for it. The same can't be said of dengue fever.
That is another viral disease. To give you an idea of people that get that disease, what it's like, the popular name in the tropics is breakbone fever. So as you might imagine, people that get that illness have severe joint complaints. They hurt, inflammation.
While painful and untreatable, Dr. Olds notes that dengue fever typically isn't fatal. It's the same story for chikungunya. It's painful, inflames the joints, and can last several weeks, but people don't often die from it. As with the local mosquitoes that carry West Nile, the invasive species also uses standing water as a breeding ground. Dr. Olds suggests clearing all standing water from your property, even something as small as a lingering puddle or barely filled bucket. So far, there have been no reported cases of chikungunya, dengue fever, or yellow fever in the Inland Empire. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.